All right.
Here we go again.
Well, welcome to another Hug Nation. This is a little bit of a different Hug Nation because it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Well, we are so busy. I sometimes say that I'm like the Egyptian mummy. I'm pressed for time. Really, we're sorry, but that happens.
Well, one of the neat things about all these new experiments that we're doing and these trying to reach out using all these tools is one of the exciting things is that we've used these tools to kind of eliminate space.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where people are physically, mm-hmm. we can still connect to them. Right?
Right. Well, I have felt with that telephone I used this morning that I annihilate time and space.
Right.
I'm touching my son this morning.
That's right.
And I touched my girlfriend in New York City. It's amazing. And she was able to talk, and I was able to share thoughts about people. She's a Mother Teresa. She calls on all the sick here. And so, and she went to Mass this morning. And here I was able, my mind, to touch her mind without time, without space.
Exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Well, it's definitely transcending space, but you are at least in the same time.
Yeah.
So
except I had to be sure in 3 hours.
That's right. But what we're going to do, what we started to do with these Hug Nations is that we are recording them, mm-hmm. and we're putting them on the internet.
Oh, really?
So that really we're transcending space and time.
That's
so that
good.
If somebody isn't available at Tuesday at 1 o'clock for Hug Nation, that doesn't mean they still can't connect with us, right? We still are welcoming them to our hug, even if they're not there at that moment.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take our hug, we're gonna put it in a digital bottle, and throw it out into the internet sea.
That's wonderful.
And then when people need it, they can click on a link and you and I will pop up and they can hug us whenever they need a hug.
Is that, in other words, that's unique.
Yeah.
Unique means it's never happened before.
Time and space mean nothing.
Oh, isn't that amazing? How thrilled I am to be alive in this age.
It is.
Yeah,
miraculous.
In this evening of life for an old man. Thrilling. And I appreciate you coming for lunch and we talk and share. I tell you, this is it's just amazing because death is so permanent.
That's debatable, but yes.
It's alone. Like I had an asthma attack, and I learned all about ambulances.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse said, oh, he might die. And so my daughter said, well, I don't want to take him in my car if he's going to die. Get the ambulance. And they squeezed my arm, and then they dug two holes in here and gave me some air. And I said, you don't have the touch because certain people can go in the right thing. And so, but they took me to the hospital. And I said, what a benevolent society to take care of an old man like me.
Well, I certainly am glad they take care of you. Although, you know, next time we'll hope the guy has the touch.
Yeah, I hope he does.
Oh, well, you ready to do a little quick hug?
Sure do.
All right, well, let's do this.
I'll visualize the world.
Yeah, let's.
I think I told him about Irwin, you know, my friend. I have a friend who died recently. He was running in Colorado Springs, and he slept on the moon for two or three nights. Jim Irwin. But he was a beautiful soul, and the beautiful planet really got to him. And he said, my whole faith changed as I recognized the unity of humankind on this blue planet. He was excited. And it changed his whole attitude. He'd been a Southern Baptist all his life, and he became a world citizen and a man who knows we're all brothers and sisters, that the highest kinds of humanoids has ever come on the scene.
Well, let's do that. Let's visualize the world from space.
Okay.
So let's imagine that we can see the whole world as this circle, this globe in front of us, and then try to see little points all over that planet start to glow brighter and brighter, because those are all the people out there. And those points start to, as their glow becomes, the glow of each point starts to blend together as we notice that there are our brothers and sisters all over this planet that would rather hug us and hurt us. And just see those lights until the light is just one light, and then that globe is just one glowing globe that we are a part of. We are a part of one glowing, loving entity. And now let's try to embrace that globe in our minds and give it a hug. And as we squeeze our shoulders right now, imagine that our arms are embracing the one. Our arms are reaching around that big glowing ball and just acknowledging, yes, we are a part of this. We love this. We receive that love and we feel that love and we live in that love. And those arms squeezing you are not just your arms. Those are the arms of all of these people, all of these points of light that join together to squeeze you, embrace you, and love you.
I like that phrase, point of light. I have a letter from the first George Bush congratulating me for being a point of light. I tutored older people how to read. They came from Vietnam. They came from the Southern Pacific. And I taught them how to read, taught them how to get their driver's license. So
you were one of the thousand points of light?
I was one of the thousand points of light. He sent me a letter. I remember that.
Well, just because he said it doesn't mean it isn't a good phrase. So we'll try to reclaim it for the forces of good.
Points of light. The thing I noticed, though, as we thought just now, my mind reached, I felt not only air, but almost water. The same kind of thing I think when I do Tai Chi or yoga. There is water around. There's air. And it's so precious. Air. We can't go very long without it.
And we often feel like that we are these individual masses that move around when in essence we're always submerged in air or water or something, and we're all just flowing through. We're all connected through.
I like that.
through the environment.
I like that thought. That's refreshing.
Well, we will wish you all a, whenever you do uncork this bottle of digital hug, we hope that you feel that hug and send that hug on to wherever you're going. We hope your week is beautiful and love-filled. We send you love. We send you greetings. We wish you peace. And we will see you next week. Happy Hug Nation. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Good. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty
amazing.
What
a world we live in.
Oops, sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now you've got this, and it goes to your other computer or something.
Yep, we're gonna put it on. We're gonna put it on to like an internet television
see.
Network.
Oh, really?
So that people can be cruising and just go, you know what, do I want to watch the news, or do I want to get a hug from Grandpa Caleb? I think I'll have a hug from Grandpa Caleb.
Oh, boy. You make my day. Beautiful. Thank you.